This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to deal a little bit this hour. I love this guy, by the way. Some of you have never heard of him. You need to go out and check him out. It's Mark Dice. And, you know, he does the kind of, actually, he did it probably long before Jesse Waters ever did it. And, you know, he's out there, and he's asking basic questions to people. These aren't college course questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's the president's name? How long does he serve? What party does he belong to? That kind of stuff, right? And again, this is not college-level classes, people. And I love playing this stuff from time to time because I think it shows you, gives you a real feel for what people are like out there. And again, I said 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do want to get involved in the conversation, if you don't, I don't know what to tell you. Just sit back and wait. Let's see what happens. Anyhow, Mark Dice, again, he's out in San Diego, California, one of the beaches in Southern California, and asking some, I don't know, pretty simple questions. Let's have some fun. It'll kind of break it up a little bit for us. Maybe take a listen.
Somebody for San Diego.
Don't you love it? Perfect. We'll come back in an hour, maybe two. You think it'll work then? All right, we'll move on. Here we go.
Who is the vice president right now under Obama?
We have a network issue.
Hillary.
Who is the vice president under
Who
Obama?
Who is the vice president right now under Obama?
Hillary. No, she's running for. I don't know.
No. We're in trouble.
Who is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, forget it. Let's not beat this up. But I
don't give it away.
I do this stuff on a regular basis, okay? And I play these on a regular basis on the show. If you're new to the show, you don't know that yet. And I'm always amazed. I shouldn't be. I get it.
Who is Joe Biden?
Stop it. I do it on a regular basis. And it makes me nuts. Because when you hear these people talking, when you hear what they're doing, You sit here saying to yourself, how do they live in our world? Really, how do they live in our world? You're hearing about maybe Biden not so much, right? They keep him locked up and medicated most of the time, don't they? So we don't have to worry about this. and these are the people that are out voting. These are the people that are out choosing the president for you and I. Is that not scary? And you let him get away with it. And when I say you, I know, I'm trying to be nice to you. It's a long weekend. I know some of you want to go out and enjoy yourself. But here's the deal. How many of you is talking to your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids? How many of you are afraid to talk to your nieces, nephews, or grandkids? I know that's a problem, too. There are some people out there that are really, really, really are afraid. You know? They're really afraid to talk to their neighbors. They don't want to step on the toes of their neighbors or their grandkids or their sons or their daughters or what have you. Let me tell you what. You bring my grandkids over here. You want me to watch them. You don't go, Dad, but don't talk to them about that political stuff. No. Doesn't work that way. I'm going to talk to them about God and politics. All right? It's really that simple. Especially when they say something that's so far off, I'm going to sit them down and go, hey, we'll sit up. Here's how it works. That kind of thing. Right? So, when you have your nieces and nephews around, we're coming into the holidays, as what they like to call the holiday season, and you're hanging out, and you're hearing some of that conversation, and yet my wife does it. She's great at it with some of the younger kids. And you hear that conversation like, yeah, I shouldn't have to graduate from school with $80,000 in debt. Well, you know what? You're right. You shouldn't have to. That's why you should work a second or third job while you're going to school to help pay all that stuff off. That's what you should be doing. Right? Come on. I sit there with that stuff and I say to myself, there is no way on the sweet God's earth that you're going to think it's okay for me to pick up your bills. There isn't enough of us to pick up your bills. We're up in the trillions of dollars again with college debt. No, that doesn't make your point. You're the one that chose to go there. I didn't go to college, right? But my understanding is that if you go to a community college for your, what they call your gen eds, your general education, what happens? You can reduce the cost of some of those courses by two-thirds. The ones you have to take at a regular university. So have we forgotten how to save money? Was that, if it doesn't have a coupon, we can't use it, or is that embarrassing? You got to go out there, and you have to teach the young ones how to do this. And you can't start when they're 19 and going off to college. What about them getting grants? What about them getting scholarships? What about the kids working on those kind of things? I've heard so many parents say, well, no, they really shouldn't work that hard for that. No, you should. You should work harder so they can go for school for free, and not every case, but a lot of cases, actually appreciate nothing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Who is Joe Biden?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago.
We are back.
He had a boogie style, but no one else could play.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on it and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to try this again because I love this clip. I really do. And what I love about it, people don't believe that there's actually other people out there that have no clue. And I'm always amazed when he's out there asking, Mark Theis is asking basic questions. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Again, I so much appreciate the time. Let's take a look, take a listen, whatever. If you're watching by video, yeah, we got the video up. If you're not watching by, if you're listening by radio, it doesn't matter. The stupidity will ease out of the radio. I guarantee it. Let's see if we can get a decent sound now.
Somebody for San Diego.
Who is the vice president right now under Obama?
Hillary? I don't know. No, she's running for... Yeah, I don't know.
Who is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Don't give
Joe
it away.
Biden. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
No, Biden. No, he's the hot dog guy down in the street
for the last couple of years. Who is he?
I thought he was the sound, you know, someone in office. Who cares? I don't know.
Oh, okay, bro.
Damn, I don't know.
Yeah, let's get stoned, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Who's Joe Biden?
Want to know.
What is Joe Biden best known for?
Being a politician.
Oh. Specifically, what role does he have?
I can't say. I'm not sure.
He has a certain position. What is it?
Vice President.
Vice President?
What she said, right? I mean, isn't this great? Now, come on. These are normal people. These aren't people that look like they're from Mars or Venus or any one of those places. I'm listening to this. I'm watching this. I'm watching the people's response. If you guys can't see it, I feel bad for you because it is kind of funny. But if these people are voters, these people are voting, these people are out there telling other people who they should vote for. And they're out at the beach, and they're enjoying each other, and some of them are at the mall. This is a problem. When you can't, this guy's been in office 8 years. We have an ignorant electorate, people. We're in a world of hurt here.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
No, you're not sure. Okay. We're in trouble. Who's the vice president right now?
Honestly, I do not know.
Are you an American?
I am an American because we live in America.
And so you're free to be...
I'm an American because we live in America. That's not how it works, buddy.
He's ignorant as hell, then, I guess?
We're not ignorant, we're supposed to be free, right?
So your brain is free from thoughts, then? Or
not free from thoughts, just...
Hold on. Who's the vice president right now?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hey, I'm the wrong person.
And this is funny, right? I mean, this is funny that these people don't have a clue as to who's running this country. It must be, you know, I used to say it all the time and I meant it. To be young and stupid again. Wouldn't it be just life is so simple? Isn't it not? I always got a kick out of the fact when my kids came home for the very first time with a paycheck. And they get the taxes, their first paycheck when the taxes come out. And they look at you and they go, hey, what's this? Why did they take this money out of my check? Remember that? Come on, some of you have to remember that. And I'd always chuckle. I say, look, I've been talking to you about the government and what they don't do for you, but they still take money for anyway. Been doing this for years. What's up? What don't you get about all of this? You see those potholes in the street? You have to pay for those. Don't you know that? And the street lights that are out, you pay for that. Anyway.
Interview. Okay. I've not been in that relationship.
What position is he in right now?
I have no clue.
Joe Biden's job. What does Joe Biden do for a job?
I have no clue. No.
Scaring anybody else?
I keep hearing about this Joe Biden guy. What's up with that?
I have no idea about Joe Biden. Who is he?
That's the question I'm asking you.
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
Well, don't give it away. I'll just...
These people vote. I don't care what you say. Some of you write me after the show all the time and you say, Joe, you keep saying these people vote. They don't vote. Yes, they do vote. Look who's president. Of course they vote. You think Hillary's numbers would be so big? She'd be so close to Trump or whatever. You'd think they would be where they were if you had a intelligent electorate that was paying attention?
I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait for you to think of an answer. Go.
Joe Biden.
Race car driver?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Guess again.
Sports figure, Joe Biden.
I didn't say sports figure.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, yeah, I have no idea who he could be then.
Oh, what does that say? Right? Not a sports figure. Oh, he's not a sports figure? Well, don't have a clue. Sad that we have a country. I don't even know if the show's still on, but what is it, America's Most Talented or something like that? America's Next Star, whatever it is. It's funny how, and not just our young people, come on, let's be honest about this. not just our 19 and 20s, our 30s and 40s. There's so many people out there, 30 and 40, 45 plus, they don't know who's in these positions. They don't know what these people stand for. In an interview I saw what a year ago, we ran the clip on the, most people on the beach didn't know what party Pelosi belonged to. Come on, give that some thought. No, I got to be clean. How far in the sand does your head have to be? How far in the sand does your head have to be for you not to know what party Nancy Pelosi belongs to? I mean, she's part of that group. She's part of that special class. With Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. Right? You know the group I'm talking about, right? Wasserman Schultz. That's a special team right there, let me tell you what. Oh, let's not forget Elijah Cummings. Who was the guy who was worried about the island tipping over? Remember him? He was another piece of work. God bless him. Let's hear more from our enlightened electorate.
What does Joe Biden do for a living?
I don't know.
Are you an American?
I am.
Okay. Just her. When I say the name Joe Biden...
Well, I think of when he ran for president.
And what's he doing now? Here in 2016.
I don't know. Are we supposed to know this, or is that one of those things?
Yeah, do you know?
What is he doing now? He's doing something in politics still.
Something.
Doing something in politics. Well, everybody should do something in politics, especially after they run for president, and they run for vice president, and they win. Maybe they should do something for politics. This is making me nuts. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to throw up with a computer screen here. So I'm going to get me some water. Try to get that nasty taste down my throat. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, you know, do get involved in the conversation, too. You just got to get a clue as to what people are thinking and why they approach something a certain way. I know I say that every day, but I mean it. Because you really ought to know how I... If we're not on the same side, then if you know how I'm approaching it, you know how to counteract me. Like the argument I have with my intelligent friends about how not voting for Trump is a vote for Hillary. Now, I know some of you already just went click, right? So, listen. It's not that hard. You don't need a college degree. I'm not even so sure you would have had to graduate from high school to understand this. But one vote cancels the other, people. It's not that hard to figure out. So, if you're not happy, you're Republican, you're not happy with who's running for office, and you can't stand Hillary, and your neighbor's a Democrat, and he runs down the vote, you see him leave to go to the voting poll. Now, you have two ways to stop him. One's illegal. You could duct tape him to the House till the election is over. I don't think that would be the right thing to do. You could call the police to let him free at 8:05. That's where most polls close. Or you go vote yourself. Just head over there and vote, because once you head over there and vote, you basically cancel out his or her vote. So again, I know it's tough. I know you don't want to do it. You are not voting for the lesser of the two evils. You're voting to keep the evil one out of there, the real evil one out of there. You guys remember the old Midas commercial? Where the guy, says, my brother-in-law told me to take it down, the show-and-show's shop, and it's only a mouthful. What's the big deal? What could go wrong? Right? And then he starts the car after picking it up, and the windshield wipers are going, and things aren't working right, and the car doesn't start right, and all of that. You kind of know. There's times for certain issues, you just kind of know something's going to go wrong if you take it to a certain place. All right, so what could go wrong in our election system if Homeland Security takes over the elections, right? I mean, those guys are honest, forthright, upright. Are they not? Or am I missing something here? So they want to take over the elections, but here's what, you know, more than anything, we've done stories over the last few years, some that you haven't heard anywhere else, I know you haven't, about companies that actually hire, well, actually, it's the Democratic Party got caught doing it, through other companies, hiring programmers to change the machines, to change the outcome of the machines, and then race how the outcome was arrived at. So the only malfunction would look like the records kept were malfunction and not the outcome, not the way the votes were put out there. Now, citing national security concerns, the Department of Homeland Security is making an aggressive play to take charge of elections. They went on to say, we should carefully consider whether our election system or our election process is a critical infrastructure like the finance sector, like the power grid. That's according to Jay Johnson. Now, Jay, not so sure whether the way we count votes is important to our election process. He said, you know, if it is, if our system is important as a system for our financial sector or our power grid. There's no if there. We're picking a president. What's wrong with you? There's a vital national interest in our election process, so do I think we need to consider whether it should be considered by the department and other critical infrastructure, he explained, underscoring that the problem is in the lack of federal control. Whoa. We don't want the feds to have control. We want the states to have control. We want them to do it right, but we want the states to have control. Keep the feds out of it. They're not supposed to be this involved. I didn't grab it. I don't know if it's true, and if somebody wants to grab it and send it to me, that's fine, too. I had just read an article that said that there are now more federal workers than there are union workers in factories across the country. Let that sink in for a minute. Come on, think about that. There's more federal workers than there are union workers, right, working in on the lines across the country. Just nuts. Now, they think the problem here is that there's a lack of federal control. There's no federal election system. There are some 9,000 jurisdictions involved in the election process, he said. Now, they had, you know what's really funny? They had no problem with this. See, they're thinking that the hacks are going to come in favor of Trump, right? We all know this. Did any of you need a college degree to figure this one out? So they all figure that the upside is going to be for Trump. The problem is, when Obama won, and he won in areas when 108% of the people showed up to vote, that wasn't a problem. That wasn't fraud. That wasn't an election issue. Right? It definitely is selective investigating, if you would. Now, they go on to say the security risks come under increased scrutiny in recent days after the FBI revealed that two state election boards were victims of cyber attacks, which is why they shouldn't be connected to the Internet. There's no reason for this. You keep all that stuff off the Internet. I was in computers for 20 years. 20 years! And I've been saying since they've been putzing around with this, for a few years now, this won't work. There's too many hackers out there. There's too many 17-year-olds that can get in easily. I don't want this out there in the Internet. All right, but if we have to go down this road, if it makes it easier for them to count votes, as they say, the machine should be randomly tested by both sides, before and after. Check the code before that runs the machine. Check the code afterward that runs the machine. You want to deliver the votes via electronics over the Internet? There's other ways to do that, too. Do it with a cellular signal. Right? Plug it into a cellular phone with a direct connect right back to where it needs to go. Going through the Internet like it does? Too easy to hack. Especially when it's on there for hours, all day. Now, the story goes on to say, on August 18th, the FBI issued a bulletin to all private industry partners involved in the election process about potential hacking attempts and asked them to tighten up their security protocols. The FBI is requesting the states contact their Board of Elections and determine if similar activity has taken place. So they're not even looking for this. They're not even considering it a problem. Now, the FBI Cyber Division stated in a bulletin explaining that... ready for this one? That the... come on, lost my place. It's important. Similar to the, it's been detected. The FBI Cyber Division stated in a bulletin explained that an unknown actor scanned the state's Board of Election website for vulnerabilities and successfully conducted data extraction. Hackers also used the same vulnerability in another state's Board of Election system. Look at this. There are openings in pretty much everything. The government's been hacked. The IRS has been hacked. I wouldn't doubt the Secret Service of the CIA has been hacked. I wouldn't surprise me if you sent me an article about that. Now, the Washington Examiner said that the Homeland Security description of the critical infrastructure mandate on the website offers the rationale for federal takeover. I'm sorry. There could be no rationale for federal takeover. Give the states the right to do it. Just tighten it up on the state level. Give the states guidelines to work with. I mean, we're talking about UN overseers also. That's another story that came out of Washington recently. Keep Washington. I'll tell you what. How about we forget the fence around Mexico? I've just decided I'm no longer for a fence around Mexico. I think the fence should be around D.C. Is anybody with me? Let's put the fence around D.C. I think that's the way to go. The state should take this and run with it. The state should be around to make their own. Look, you got voter guidelines. I'm good with that. We should have voter guidelines. Yes, and somebody said in the chat room, voter ID works. We should have voter ID. Why not? Why not have to prove that you are who you say you are? We have seen here in the state of California, and I'm sure you guys have got stories too from all over the country, we have seen here in the state of California where somebody has pulled up to a polling place. Now, I don't know what it is all over the country, but here in California, there are polling places inside of garages. And you'll see somebody pull up, and they go in and they take notes. And if you want to know what they do with those notes, you're going to have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Senior host. Kind of a lazy Friday night, right? Not a whole bunch going on. People getting ready to go out. Some people not getting ready. They're actually out. They're driving out there and on their way out for vacation. Hey, look, don't be stupid, right? You know what I'm saying? Just don't be stupid. And, you know, have fun this weekend. But I want you back. I want you to... I really do. I want you to come back on Tuesday, rested. Don't you love that when you go on vacation on these long weekends, you come back, and what do you need? You need a vacation, don't you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I also love it when you send me, you know, when you send me requests for stories and such. I really do like it. Some of them I ain't touching. Other ones... I think they're great. They're great. I would have never thought of doing them myself. And not that I'm the smartest guy in the room, but again, would have never thought of doing them myself. So back to, I really, honestly, appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let's get back to you. I grew up in the computer world. I go back to, I don't want to wig some of you out. You wouldn't even know what the heck I'm talking about. There's these, Texas Instruments computers, right? Remember the Texas Instruments watches and they had little 10 keys and stuff like that? Some of you remember those. And then they took a step into the computer world, and they had these little, oh, they looked about the size of a cigarette pack, a little electronic device. You'd plug it in, and you would do all your coding, and you would load it up to that. I mean, those days, you had not a code to get a computer to work properly. You had very few games. When you went to the big chain stores, you might be able to find three or four games or programs for them. Anyway, so as time went on, the machines got better and faster. Not like they are. I mean, not like they are today where, what does it change, every 6 months? Back then, it was, a couple of years between each iteration of these machines. And so they would have them, kind of like the TI was out there, and then we had, Radio Shack had the TRS. Yeah, you can't even buy a Radio Shack computer anymore. Would love to have a place to store those things. So TRS, the TRS-80, big floppy disks. And then IBM came out with, I came in way back when they had a little cigarette pack thing. And I grew with those computers. I was probably one of the first guys in Southern California to be working on small business networks. So, yeah, I'm old. I go way back. And I worked with a lot of young guys, and I still know some young guys today, that they can hack into just about anything. And I don't even want to know what they can do anymore, because then I become an accessory if they do something stupid. Yeah, I'm at that age where I'm going, no, I don't care. I don't, don't tell me. One of those. And I have been a naysayer for online voting, registration, the whole nine yards. I any kind of computerized voting at all. You would have to prove to me five ways to Sunday how safe it was. And if your sentence, if your whole presentation ends with, but we can never be 100% secure, I'm done. Everything else before that means absolutely nothing. My vote is too important. Your votes, we fight too hard. The votes are too important. We found, I did a story, you have to go back and look. A couple of weeks ago, we did a story on how one state had 120-year-olds voting. Some had a couple 140-year-olds voting. A couple had a couple 150-year-olds voting. I mean, I want to know what they're drinking. I want to know what they're eating. I want to know what's going on down there. Don't you? I do. Just nuts. But hey, whatever. This is important to me, and it should be important to you. And some of you who are screaming about voter fraud and cheating and all this other stuff, you need to look into poll watching that day. How much is it worth to you? Are you willing to lose a day's pay over it? And we talked about this the other night. What are you willing to give up to keep the sanctity of our election process? What are you willing to give up to make this country stronger again? Are you willing to take a day? Are you willing to take a day's pay, whatever it works out to be, to go sit at the Biden in California? Well, I don't know if they don't pay the poll watchers. Those are usually paid for by parties and other groups. But even if you don't get paid, are you willing to go sit there, watch the polls? And I started to tell you that we, from people that I trust and I know, we have had stories. And the cops won't jump all over this either. It's something you've got to take on later on. Where somebody will pull up to a poll, right, a personal pull up in a car, and they go in, and here in California, I don't know if you can do this everywhere, but you can check who's voted and who hasn't voted, who showed up and who hasn't. At that point, there's two things you can do. You could call that person and say, are you going to the polls? We're calling from such and such a party, and we just want to make sure you knew it was voting day. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know what? I can't get out of work till 9, so I'm just not going to vote. All right, so you take that and you circle it, and you go, okay, we got that one. You see where I'm going with this? And then what ends up happening is probably about 15 minutes after a person shows up and does the count like that, they end up, a van pulls up out front. And you'll see 6, 7, 8, 9 people get out, however many they need. And they go in and they vote. I'm sorry, yes. This is all speculation, right? It's all circumstantial, right? Give me a break. Because that same van shows up at 2 or 3 or 4 different voting places. And when it does that and you want to sit there and actually say, think, oh, Move along, nothing to see here. There's something wrong with you. I'm not joking. There's something wrong with you. If you can sit there and actually look at that stuff and go, no, it just looks that way. There's something wrong with you. And I know, I've been on this mantra, and I got a couple emails last night. I'm not promoting war here. I am not promoting that somebody go out with their gun and start shooting people in the street. This is not what we're talking about. I'm talking about not giving up without a fight. That fight is watching the polls. That fight is reporting people. Yes, it is okay to say that there's, you know, 15 Middle Eastern guys living next door, and they are getting deliveries of all times of the evening. And it smells like gunpowder around here or something. I don't know, whatever. Right? It's okay to call the police department and say, look, I don't know, but this activity is unusual. It's okay. And I'll tell you what, if you still smell that gunpowder and you're still getting a lot of deliveries and they're up till 3 o'clock in the morning and they won't let you look in their garage and they're pasty white guys, guess what? Call the police. And you can use the same line. Instead of Middle Eastern, though, you can say, there's a bunch of pasty white guys next door. And they're up all night long, and they're in the garage all night long, and they're tinkering all night long, and it smells like gunpowder over there, or whatever. It's okay to do that. I want you to keep me safe. If I miss it, look, in my neighborhood, when the garage doors are up, I've known everybody here for a long time. We have no problems going in and out of each other's garages. We have no problems walking up each other's driveways and talking to each other. If you can't do that, if something is really secretive and there's something, it doesn't hurt to call. You know, it's not see something, say something, except if it'll make you feel like you're labeling someone. Label the heck out of somebody. It's okay. I don't mind. If you see me doing something and I won't respond to you, yeah, you have no right to meddle in everything I'm doing. You know that's not the direction I'm going in. It's okay to say something. It's okay to get on somebody's case for that kind of stuff. And call the police and tell them you're concerned. I have always been irritated by, it's always made me crazy when people are worried they don't want to be busybodies. Now, busybody, right, is looking at what somebody's bringing in their house and talking about the furniture that they bought and the new stuff they got coming in and out. That's being a busybody. All right, let me move on before I lose my mind. So when it comes to this, like I said, the Washington Examiner, they put up a story. But there's a lot of places that have put up a story about this today, or over the last few days, really. So, yes, we want to make sure that our votes count. They do not count. They will not count if they're stolen, right? If they're changed, right? We did that story a few weeks ago where they had seven people vote on an electronic machine in a room. The count was 21. Out of the other end of the machine, they had been pre-programmed. And you were going to get 21 votes every time, and 21 votes for exactly the same people every single time. That's a problem, right? Anyway, okay, let's see what else we got. We can talk. Oh, here's an exciting one. Some of you already know about this one. This is the one where the immigrant woman. Actually, here, let's just say it as it is. I just got on your case for not doing it, so I'm going to do it. This is a wife of a Muslim immigrant. She screams profanities in America, right? F America and all this other stuff. What's the reasoning behind it? Because the government's threatening to deport her husband after he got caught in a major food stamp fraud sting. That's right. So he got caught stealing. Apparently, I don't know. Is that the proper way of life? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.